So hello everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of DevelopPod, the podcast from the Teacher Development Special Interest Group of IATEFL. My name is James Taylor, and I'm joined today by a special guest. It's Cecilia Lemos. Hi, Ceci.
Hi, James.
Lovely to have you here with us.
Even better to be on the other side. I'm always listening. Now I'm in it.
Yes, there you go. Now, there's a special reason why the two of us are here today. Obviously, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you will be used to my voice as one of the co-presenters of the show. So I'm always popping up, but there's a special reason why Ceci and I are here together. And that is that, just to give you some news, the two of us have taken over as the joint coordinators of the SIG. Ceci, congratulations on your new role.
Well, James, congratulations on your new role. We're rolling together.
Exactly, yeah. So, first of all, why don't you tell them a bit about who you are?
Okay. So, I'm born and raised in Brazil. I was born in Recife and lived there most of my life. I'm currently living in Cambridge in the UK. I've moved here just a couple of months ago, and that's where I will be living. I started teaching in 93, started teaching English in a binational center. So English as a foreign language, teenagers, adults, everything. And about, I don't know, 15 years ago, 17 years ago, I started getting more into teacher training and teacher development. And I got really hooked up on the whole, I suppose I've always done teacher development for myself, but I started getting more involved with creating it. And so I became a member of different associations, always promoting teacher development and trying to, contaminate, but infect everybody with the development bug. So I've been a member of the Brazilian Association of Teachers, and I was the president of the Pernambuco chapter for a few years. I joined IATEFL, and then I joined TDSIG because it speaks very close to my heart, you know, enabling people to define teacher development. And so mostly I work with teacher training. I do a bit of teaching, but not much, and materials writing and editing. What about you, James? Tell our listeners a bit about yourself. Who is the person behind the voice?
Well, so my I'm from the UK originally, and I did the reverse of you, of course. So you've moved from Brazil to the UK. I moved from the UK to Brazil. But I've taught English in various countries around the world. And nowadays I live in New York City, where I've just arrived. I am predominantly a materials writer, and I do some teaching and teacher training as well. And podcast producing as well, of course. I have a passion for teacher development because I think it's central to so many aspects of our profession, is teachers being able to become better professionals in their field. So I, like you, have been involved in various teaching associations. So I was the co-founder of Belter in Belgium. I was recently the communications director of BrasTESOL in Brazil. I'm the leader of the BrasTESOL materials writing SIG, and I've been involved in TDSIG for a few years now. Very happy to step up to the joint coordinator's role with you. So now everyone knows who we are.
Well, it's funny because we actually have so many things in common. James and I met in Brazil. But we met before you came to, you went to Brazil.
No,
because we met through Twitter.
Yes, that's true. Yes. And I think we, before I went to Brazil for the second time, yes. But we met at IATEFL. So we are, I, TEFL very much is the initial bond between us, right?
And we both moved away from Brazil at pretty much the same time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the plans that we have for TDSIG. Just briefly, can you just give us some ideas of what we're planning to do in the next few months?
Well, we want to get lots of projects going and lots of activities going to give our members the, you know, the benefits of becoming a TDSIG member. So we have, of course, DevelopPod. We are also publishing, we're getting a new issue of TDAJ, which is our academic journal, out this year. And we are also going to continue. We changed TD Live a little bit. Not only it's going to be live as in face-to-face initiatives and meetups, as it was originally the purpose, the objective of TD Live, but we are also going to host every couple of months, we are hosting an online meeting with someone from the field. Some, you know, the idea is to get names that can contribute to this development area and invite our members to participate and ask questions. And it's just having a conversation, really, once every 2 months or so. We'll have our web carnival in the second semester of 2023. So we just want to ignite a little bit, light a fire, and get things going and people interacting and learning again.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's what we've got coming in the future. Let's look back a bit now. So recently we had the IITEFL conference in Harrogate. How do you feel the conference went from a TDSIG point of view?
Well, I think it went pretty well. We had to take over our new roles unexpectedly, a little bit in advance, but it was nice. I think that was very fruitful and very insightful in a sense, because it got us to have a much more front view, you know, a much clearer view of things and everything that's involved in putting together things.
The conference started with our PCE event. Can you tell us a bit about that?
We held a joint PCE with PRONSIG, and I'm very happy as to how it worked out, because we know that pronunciation is always a sore spot, but frequently pronunciation is a sore spot for teachers, not just the teaching of pronunciation, but also our own pronunciation, our own insecurities about it. But we wanted to approach the topic because we believe it's a very important area of development for teachers. But, you know, we needed to make sure that it was approached in a development way, in a teacher development way. And we were very happy with the talks and how each presenter was able to bring the developing aspect of pronunciation and how, you know, how to develop the ability, the skills to teach pronunciation and what's involved with that. Yeah. And so we were very happy to do this joint PCE, and it was a hybrid event. So we had people participating both online and in the venue in Harrogate, very participative bunch, very actively engaging both the presenters and the participants there. Yeah. So it was very good.
We had our showcase day as well. And so in case anyone hasn't been to the conference, then the showcase day is a day where we occupy one room and we have a series of talks and workshops and in this case this year panel are all on the theme of TD. Yeah, and that was a really enjoyable day, wasn't it?
Yeah, very, very much. So what fascinates me about Showcase Day, and all the SIGs have Showcase Day. So what happens is IATEFL sends us all the proposals that were accepted to the conference that have been marked, that the presenter has tagged it as TD SIG, and we choose the ones that we think kind of create a narrative in what we believe the, you know, it involves teacher development, and that it has a narrative that will make sense to participants, so that people that are really interested in our case, teacher development, they can stay their whole day in the room.
Yeah.
And I was very, very pleased because we had a fantastic day. The room was packed full the whole day, throughout the day for all the sessions. We had excellent feedback from different people that saying that, you know, they had been sitting there all day. They didn't have to move, and all the talks had been of, you know, excellent quality and everything. So I was very happy about it. What did you think?
Absolutely. No, it was a great day. The talks were excellent. And it is nice when you have an interest in something, and then you can just say, it saves you a lot of time going through the program, right? Because you can just say, okay, there's my day. Just circle, like, I'm going to stay in that room the whole day. So it's showcases.
Done.
Just for that reason, it's super convenient. But no, I really enjoyed it. And of course, we were joined at the conference by our scholarship winner, Taiza Lombardi. And we're going to hear a bit from Taiza in a moment. I spoke to her about her IATEFL experience and about the what it was like to win the scholarship. And so you'll hear from Taiza in just a second. The scholarships for next year are open, Ceci, right? So maybe you could just tell our listeners a bit about those.
Yeah, so we were talking about IATEFL and how wonderful it was for TD SIG. And James mentioned our scholarship winner, Taiza, now. And we would love to have more people participated, having the chance to go to IATEFL and participate. And we know it can be quite difficult because of the expenses and where it is. So as we firmly believe that participating at the IATEFL conference is a major push, a major incentive to teacher development, we want to provide, we want to make, you know, enable people to have that experience. And we have two scholarships that people can apply to. Now, you have to be a member of TD SIG for that, and you have to be a member of IATEFL for that. So if you aren't yet, that's your time to do it. But our first, one of our scholarships is the Michael Berman Scholarship. And it consists of, you know, registration. Both the scholarships are registration for the PCE, registration for IATEFL, and up to £1,000 for conference-related expenses. So for the Michael Berman Scholarship, you have to write a short piece about your teaching context and tell us about a time when you'd been, you had a challenging or unexpected or a terrible lesson, what happened and how you handled it. So that's our Michael Berman Scholarship. And our second scholarship is the Early Career Teacher Scholarship, which we created to give a chance to people who are new to the profession, who are novice teachers. So you have to have recently graduated from a pre-service teacher training program and have up to 3 years teaching experience, okay? And this has to be your first IATEFL conference, the one in Brighton next year. And also, all you have to do is write a short piece of how you'd make an educational impact on your teaching context by attending the conference. So, and both of them you can apply to just accessing the IATEFL website, You have all the information and all the requirements, and but you have to do it before June 21st. So go, don't. And one of the things I like to say when I talk about the scholarships is that, you know, people think, oh, I'll never get it, but it's not as hard as most people think, and it's not as much work either. So I really, encourage people to apply to both of them. I mean, if you meet the requirements.
Of course, yes. And you'll hear Thaisa talking a bit about that in a moment, about how she had similar thoughts and then decided to go for it. And there she was. She was the winner. So so thank you, Ceci, for joining me today. And thank you for all the updates. I think we're going to have a good time working together in coordinating TDSIG. Thank you.
Thanks, James, for suggesting we do this. It's great to be able to talk a little bit and have people know my voice too.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that we're going to have a great time working, and we're going to do great things together.
Okay, so let's hear now from Thaisa Lombardi, who's a teacher from Brazil. You're going to hear her talking to me a bit about her IATEFL experience. So we're joined now on DevelopPod by Thaisa Lombardi. Hi, Thaisa. How's it going?
Good. Everything okay here. How about you?
Very good. Thank you. So you were this year's winner, 2023 winner of the TDSIG Michael Berman Scholarship. So I wanted to talk to you today a bit about that scholarship win and how it came about and what it was like to be the winner. So, but before we do that, maybe you could just tell our listeners a bit about yourself. Where are you and what do you do?
Okay. Well, it was an honor, and I'm very thankful for winning the scholarship, first of all. And I am an English teacher and teacher educator in Brazil. I've been working with schools and private students for over 20 years. And I currently work with private students and older learners. I used to own a school exclusively for people over 50. And I also work as a coordinator and some teacher development programs.
So why did you decide to apply for this scholarship, and how did you find the process?
Well, I attended IATEFL for the first time last year in Belfast, and that was when I first heard about the scholarships, the opportunity to win a scholarship. And I was in shock at how big IATEFL was, and I really wanted to attend again. And when I found out about the selection process for the application process for the scholarships, I decided to read about it, and I talked to some other teachers, yourself included, about how it was. And the application was pretty simple, right? You have to I read like the spreadsheet with all the availability. Mm-hmm. And then I decided that I wanted to apply for the Michael Berman scholarship. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty simple. I had to write an essay. I think it was like around 400, 500 words, talking about a lesson that went wrong and how I fixed it. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult to choose from, but I was very happy that it was chosen.
Great. And we're very happy that you were the winner. Tell us, let's move on then to talk about the conference itself. So we started with the pre-conference event on the Monday, which was the PCE was hosted with PromSIG. Can you tell us a bit about that day and your impressions of the PCE?
Oh, it was fantastic. A great way to start the conference, because it was all about teaching pronunciation, learning how to teach and developing our skills as teachers who are usually afraid of teaching pronunciation. And we heard from amazing people like Katarina Pontes talking about resources we can use, and Mark Hancock talking about the accent police, right? The native, non-native thing that we all hear a lot about. So it was amazing to hear from him, like, be proud of your accent and embrace this. So it was amazing. I think it set the tone to the conference, and I learned a lot of resources and everything. It was great.
Right. And for the moving on to the rest of the conference, what were your main like takeaways or the best things that you experienced during the rest of the conference?
Wow, that's difficult to choose. Well, I participated in the TDSIG showcase on Tuesday, the first day, right, first official day of the conference. And it was fantastic to hear so much about, to hear from more experienced people that they sometimes struggle with the same things we do. So yeah. It was amazing to see how much people are willing to share and help you out. I think this was one of the things that stuck with me the most. Like, sometimes teachers feel alone, especially if you're working a lot with private students. So it's nice to see that there are lots of people who are willing to help you and in your development. So the first day was very special for me because it was my presentation day, my first time presenting.
Okay. And how did that go?
Oh, it was amazing. I was really nervous. I talked a little bit about my experience as a beginner, super beginner materials writer. I developed a lesson for Raise Up. And it was very nice to see people come to me after the presentation and talk, oh, I looked the material up and it's so interesting. I downloaded the sample. So, I mean, whenever you talk about something that close to your heart and other people resonate with it, I think it's pretty great.
Yeah. What about the social aspect of the conference? Was that fun?
Yes, it was great. I met people from all over the world, which is fantastic. I mean, I have attended conferences for a long time here in Brazil, but it's not the same. Like, it's literally from all over the world. So being a scholarship winner also opened up a lot of doors in that sense, because we had winners from all over the world.
Yes, and I remember that we went to the scholarship award winners ceremony, and I remember saying to you that I was like, how often in life do you ever experience something like this where you're literally people from every continent here in the room with us? Like, it was really quite special, I thought.
Yeah, wow. And the great thing is keeping in touch with them. Like, we still have the winners group and people are sharing and asking for help with some things, and we all get to collaborate. So this was fantastic. I think it was one of the best things for me, like the networking. But you feel like I feel like I made some friends and saw friends that I hadn't seen in a long time. So this is one of the best things about the conference, I think.
So what advice would you give to anyone who's thinking about applying to go to next year's IITEFL with a scholarship?
Yeah. I have been talking to a lot of people about that. Go and apply, because sometimes people think this is something so distant. Oh, I'm never going to be able I'll never be accepted, or like, we sometimes fear that coming from Brazil, like, we have this underdog kind of complex.
I don't think that's only people from Brazil who have that feeling.
Yeah. But what I've been telling people is just do it. Just read all the guidelines. And we have like many choices, like many possibilities. The financial help is very good because it can really help you pay for most of the trip sometimes. And I've been actually volunteering to help people, because like to proofread their essays, because I think it's an amazing opportunity. I really, really recommend it.
Oh, so if anyone wants to get in touch with you, who's listening, then you'll be happy to help out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So how can people get in touch with you if they want to?
Well, they can have my email, or I'm also on social media. Yeah. My email is thaisalombardi@gmail.com. I think it's my full name. Yeah. And I'm also on Instagram and LinkedIn by the same name, Thaisa Lombardi, all together.
Okay. Well, that's very kind of you to offer. And as I said, we're very happy that you won the scholarship. Congratulations again. Thank you. It certainly sounds like you made the most of it. And I hope to see you at next year's conference. I hope you'll be back again. Congratulations. And thank you for speaking to me today.
Thank you very much. I really hope to see you in Brighton next year.
So thank you for joining me on this episode of DevelopPod. Don't forget that if you're not a subscriber, you can hit subscribe on whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on now, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and many, many more. And hit the subscribe button to make sure that each new episode appears there in your podcast player automatically. Make sure you stay in touch with TDSIG by following us on our social media, on our LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And until our next episode, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.